So today, more passionate discussions about healthcare. We've talked with young people. We've been hearing young people's stories about whether to get insurance or not, whether it's worth it or not. Doctors have had interesting stories to tell about their choices concerning treatments. If treatment is covered, do you do it? If you don't do it, are you having a liability question?
Small business employers as well, also making choices.
You can't get more passionate about healthcare, though, if you're one of the chronically ill. And our impaneled discussion today, our roundtable, really concerns people who have chronic conditions that require maintenance really on a day-to-day basis. Robert Groth joins us. He is an accountant from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
And Sid Wiggum is a citizen in Lincoln, Nebraska. Sid, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you know, I'm a person who uses a wheelchair, and I resent, probably like you, being referred to as the guy in the wheelchair or the, you know, accountant with multiple sclerosis. But describe how your chronic condition affects your life. And you both have different conditions. And Robert Groth, first, why don't you begin?
Well, it affects my life in the fact that I've lost my sight to the point that I can't drive a car, so it's very difficult for me to get around.
And you have MS, is that right?
I have MS, yes.
Right, and how long have you had MS?
19 years.
Now, how does that complicate either the acquisition of insurance, the maintenance of your health care costs, and keeping yourself healthy?
Well, I've been fortunate enough to have insurance through my company. But it's a very small company, so it's a high deductible insurance, so it's been difficult from that standpoint that I constantly have to worry about if I'm no longer employed there, what do I do, and making sure that I have enough money to pay the deductibles and such because it's a high deductible insurance.
And anxiety bears fairly directly on your MS as well, correct?
Huge. As you said, I'm a tax preparer, and between January and April 15th, stress is a huge component of my life, and what's happened to me over the course of the last years is the stress has basically put me in the hospital each year somewhere in the March range, and it's a huge issue.
We're not talking about because you're a complainer, you go into the hospital. It's actually one of the problems with MS is that its symptoms fluctuate on the basis of stress level, right?
Absolutely. What's happened, what's put me in the hospital is the fact that I couldn't walk. I was unable to, in one case, my sight again took a nosedive on me. So these are major issues where they have to try and jumpstart me back into health.
Sid Wiggum, how does your chronic condition there in Lincoln, Nebraska, complicate your day-to-day life, and how do you deal with health care?
It's been pretty bad because I lost my right leg, so I haven't been able to drive, even though I wear an amputee. But other than that, it's really just been bad because the wife and I have been together a long time, and things just aren't going good at all. We just filed bankruptcy. And other than that, my health care, I've been pretty lucky. I just had a bone marrow transplant. You know, it ended up costing $1 million.
And how are you insured?
Through Blue Cross, Blue Shield.
And does the fact that you have a chronic condition make your health maintenance easier or more difficult with Blue Cross?
Not too bad, you know. Luckily that I have some kind of insurance. I feel for those that don't, you know, because I pay $160 a month just on medication alone.
So what is your total monthly outlay, do you think, for the coverage that you receive, Sid?
The total outlet?
How much you're spending per month?
Just on the medication alone is $160. Like I said, things have gotten so bad, we just filed bankruptcy last month.
So even though you have a good program, good coverage, you still can't afford it, and it pushed you into bankruptcy. If you add up the medications plus the premium, it's too much.
Yes.
Robert, you are the founder of a website, conquerms.com. You have health insurance, but you must have heard from people visiting your website who don't. How do they even manage their illness without health insurance?
Well, what happens is you basically are forced to take the state plans, and even with the state plans, the insurance that you have is very, very expensive. So if you have any money or if you have any income that is coming in, if you aren't on full disability, you're forced to basically expend most of your income on trying to pay for the insurance to cover the drugs and the treatments. The drugs alone for me are $1,800 a month. So without insurance, that's a crushing expense that most people can't deal with.
Well, to both of you then, what do you need to hear in the healthcare debate to improve your situation? And are you hearing things that maybe are a little bit offensive or disturbing or hurtful? Like, for instance, I don't want to be paying for some poor person's healthcare. I want to only be paying for my own healthcare, which is a lot of what these town meetings have said. Sid, you first.
First, I think that it's a national travesty that the United States has as much money as that they have, and our healthcare is what it is. You figure we have a health care for profit, and we need a national health care plan for nonprofit. You know, our chief executive officers, they've made millions last year. They make more than our doctors and our nurses do who save lives, you know, and they're profiting off our sicknesses.
So as far as you're concerned, the takeaway really is reorienting medical or sort of economic equity so that the rich can subsidize people who aren't as well off for things like health care. That's really important to you, right, Sid?
Yes.
All right, Robert, how about you? What are you hearing or not hearing in the health care debate? And have you heard anything that's maybe been a little bit offensive?
Well, I think what I'm looking at is the fact that the way we receive treatment is really the thing that concerns me most. When we restructure and look at what is wrong with the system, just a little story is, I've got a guy who I've met with in the alternative medicine area. We spent 2.5 days together going over what is the root cause of my illness, what is going on with my diet, my exercise, things of that nature, came up with a true plan that was there for me to do. Contrast that with my last visit to my neurologist, and it lasted 12 minutes, where we said, okay, here is, get this thing for vitamin D, a test on that, do this other test here for another blood test, and let's have you get another MRI, which is another $1,800 out of my pocket, and we'll see you maybe again in 6 months. So the care level, I think, is just a matter of we're churning people through the system. We aren't really getting to the root cause of what's wrong with people suffering from diseases, and we're really leaving people out in the cold, in my opinion, in the way the system's working.
All right. Well, Robert Groth and Sid Wigham, it would be good to watch you and others like you as the debate unfolds, because what's going to happen in the healthcare reform debate is certainly going to have a direct impact on your life. Robert Groth is an accountant with multiple sclerosis, a chronic condition that he deals with every single day. Sid Wigham, a diabetic amputee and a cancer survivor who also deals with his medical condition every day. Sid and Robert, thanks so much.
And it's your stories. So it's your stories and stories like Robert and Sid's that are actually helping us make decisions on the healthcare debate. Join in at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm Femi Okeh.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.